Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It was a quiet street in Massapequa Park, the kind of place where nothing truly unusual ever seemed to happen. But that was before the arrest, before the world turned its eyes to Rex Huerman. His house, unremarkable from the outside, would soon be at the center of one of the most chilling serial murder investigations in New York's recent history. And now, months after his arrest, the authorities have begun returning items seized from his home. Items that, according to prosecutors, hold no value to the case. For Huerman's estranged wife, Asa Ellerup, it's a small relief in the midst of a nightmare that's far from over. The family is thankful and relieved that they're starting to get some of their personal property back, said her attorney, Bob Macedonio. A small consolation, perhaps, in a case that has shattered the lives of so many and left a trail of unanswered questions in its wake. But to truly understand this moment, we have to go back. Back to a stretch of Long Island known as Gilgo Beach, where more than a decade ago, the remains of several women were discovered. The horrors unearthed there would eventually lead to the arrest of Rex Huerman, a man now accused of being the serial killer responsible for at least 6 brutal murders. And while investigators meticulously combed through his Massapequa Park home and storage units for evidence, the public watched in horror as the details of the Gilgo Beach killings began to surface. In the summer of 2023, police descended on Huerman's home. It was a scene no one in the quiet community could have expected. Law enforcement officers carried out box after box, item after item, in what would later be revealed as a massive inventory of potential evidence. More than 200 weapons were seized, along with personal belongings, documents, and anything that might link Huerman to the string of unsolved murders that had haunted the region for years. At the time of his arrest, Huerman was charged with the murders of the Gilgo Four: Maureen Brainerd Barnes, Melissa Barthelemy, Megan Waterman, and Amber Lynn Costello. These four women had been found, their remains abandoned near Gilgo Beach, all victims of a killer who had operated in the shadows for years. But as investigators dug deeper, more connections began to emerge, and soon Huerman was charged with 2 additional murders, Jessica Taylor and Sandra Castilla, adding to the already sprawling case against him. What had started as a hunt for the Gilgo Beach killer had now expanded into something far larger, far darker. Rex Huerman, a seemingly ordinary man, had become the center of one of the most horrifying serial murder investigations in New York's history. the decade-long wait for justice. The remains of the Gilgo Four had been discovered over a decade ago, and for years the case seemed to go cold. The beach, once a place of beauty and tranquility, had become a graveyard, marked by the dark secrets buried just beneath the surface. As the years passed, more bodies were discovered, each one adding to the mystery, each one deepening the dread. In June of 2023, as the investigation into Huerman continued, the charges against him grew. Police linked him to the murders of Jessica Taylor and Sandra Costilla, women whose remains had also been found in the area, expanding the case even further. Investigators scoured every inch of Huerman's life, from his Massapequa Park home to the storage units he had rented in Amityville, uncovering a huge list of items that might hold the key to finally solving these horrific crimes. But this latest development, the return of some of the items seized during the investigation, raises its own set of questions. What does it mean for the case? What evidence have the authorities gathered that they believe will lead to a conviction? And what exactly are they holding on to? Macedonio, speaking on behalf of Asa Ellerup, confirmed that the items being returned are of no use to prosecutors. "We've been in constant contact with the district attorney's office," he said, "and last month we started to receive the return of personal items that prosecutors determined did not have evidentiary value in the prosecution of Rex Huerman. These personal items may not be crucial to the case, but their return offers a glimpse into the meticulous work being done behind the scenes. Investigators have spent months combing through every aspect of Huerman's life, looking for any link, any clue that might connect him to the women whose lives were so brutally taken. And while the return of these items suggests they won't play a role in the prosecution, it also signals that law enforcement is confident they've found what they need to build their case. Meanwhile, Huerman sits in the Suffolk County Jail, awaiting his next court appearance, scheduled for October 16th. He'll stand before New York Supreme Court Justice Timothy Mazzei, a man who has made it clear that Huerman must be present for every hearing. Mazzei's insistence on Huerman's attendance just in case underscores the gravity of this case and the level of scrutiny it's under. In the last hearing on July 30th, prosecutors shared what they described as voluminous amounts of evidence with the defense, including DNA records, electronic data, and notes from the searches of Huerman's home and storage units. "It's a mountain of information, each piece critical in what will undoubtedly be a long and complex trial. And yet, even with all the evidence in hand, a trial date has yet to be set." As we inch closer to the October 16th hearing, the weight of this case continues to grow. And for the families of the victims, the slow march toward justice must feel unbearably long. The trial, when it comes, will be a chance to finally bring closure to the women whose lives were lost. But for now, all eyes remain on the ongoing investigation and the evidence being gathered. Still, the case isn't just about the Gilgo Four, or even the six women for whose murders Huerman has been charged. Several other bodies were found near Gilgo Beach, victims whose identities remain unknown, their stories untold. One such victim is known only as Asian Doe, a biological male discovered in 2011 wearing women's clothing. The discovery of Asian Doe added another layer of complexity to a case already shrouded in mystery. Despite efforts to identify Asian Doe, the case remains cold. And without a name or personal details, this victim's story has become another ghost in the long line of lives lost on the desolate stretch of coastline. Authorities have not stopped searching for answers. Last month, law enforcement made a renewed call to the public asking for any information that could help identify Asian Doe. Crime Stoppers has even offered a reward of up to $2,500 for any tips that might lead to an identification, but so far, there has been no breakthrough. The significance of this unknown victim serves as a stark reminder that there are likely more untold stories connected to Gilgo Beach, victims whose names may never be known. As the October hearing looms closer, the anticipation is palpable. Rex Huerman, sitting in Suffolk County Jail without bail, continues to be the face of this dark chapter. Prosecutors and defense attorneys will once again meet in court, hashing out details that will likely determine the direction of this high-profile case. The sheer volume of evidence, DNA samples, electronic data, and physical evidence gathered from his home and storage units means that any trial will be a lengthy, complicated affair. For the families of the victims, each new hearing brings a mix of hope and dread. Hope that justice is finally within reach. Dread that the process might drag on, keeping them from closure for even longer. Many of them have waited more than a decade for answers, and the legal system's slow grind can feel agonizingly long. But for those families, and for the community at large, this case represents more than just the pursuit of one man. It represents the quest to finally make sense of the nightmare that has loomed over Gilgo Beach for far too long. The trial, when it finally happens, won't just be about evidence. It will be about the human lives at the center of this horror. The women who were loved, who had families, and whose disappearances left holes in the hearts of those closest to them. It will be about the unnamed, the forgotten, and the unidentified. It will be about the community that waited for over a decade for the truth to emerge. There's no doubt that when Rex Huger Men stands trial, the eyes of the nation will be watching. But behind the spectacle and the media coverage, the real heart of the case lies in those who were silenced. For the families, for the victims, and for the community at large, this trial represents the long-awaited reckoning. For now, all we can do is wait. Wait for the answers. Wait for the truth. And wait for the moment when Rex Huerman, accused of being one of the most prolific serial killers in recent memory, will stand trial for his alleged crimes.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.